Be bold. Be brave. Be extraordinary. Be vulnerable. Be real. Be curious. Be true. Be you. Welcome to Trusting Your Gut with world-class energy intuitive Catherine McIntosh, a show designed to awaken you to enjoy the process of evolving, have fun along the way, and learn to listen to those silent in-between moments. You are the expert of your own life, and nobody knows more about the next steps to take in your journey than you. So please, listen to your gut and discover what's waiting for you to explore. Here is your host, Catherine McIntosh.
All right, welcome my friends. We are live and I've missed you. So we've probably had a couple of replays on the show. I got sick a couple weeks ago after my family visited. And then last week, totally lost power. So we are finally live again. And I'm so excited to be here with you. So today's episode and today's show is all about confessions of a coach. And I don't know about you, but I personally have been guilty of giving advice when advice isn't asked for. And so this topic of the show today came about because I saw this post on Instagram that was like, it was this woman, a famous actress, I forget the name of, she's a comedian, and she was riding a jet ski like she was flying Superman, right? So she didn't have her feet on the actual jet ski, her feet are like dangling off the back, and she's like riding these waves. And it said, what was it? I wrote it down. It was so funny. It was me on my way to tell my bestie I did the complete opposite of the advice she gave me. And so often we want to give people advice, but I truly believe that one of the greatest gifts that we can be for someone else is to be a space of witnessing, a space of non-judgment, a space of just like being there, being present, being kind, being vulnerable, being a witness. Because you know what? Like I know so many times, and actually I was laughing, I sent my best friend that. And I was like, because she had given me some advice. And unfortunately, I didn't listen to her advice. And guess what? She was right. And I didn't let myself, like, you know, I was like, I'm going to do it my way. And so sometimes we have the best intentions when we want to give people advice, but it doesn't mean they're in a place to receive it. They're in a place to try it out. Like we all kind of learn in our own way, in our own time. And, you know, we get it when we get it. And I can't tell you the number of times that I will read something or listen to something. And maybe by the fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth time, it's like a light bulb moment. And, you know, we can cognitively comprehend ideas and philosophies and possibilities, but it's not until we actually like download it into our system that it becomes like a part of us, a living, breathing part of us. And so as a coach and being in this space for probably 20 plus years, I have seen my own evolution, where in the beginning of becoming a coach, I thought I needed to appear as if I had my shit together, right? As if I had my life together. And it wasn't until I recognized that one of the greatest things that I can do with my clients and with the people I work with and with the people I teach workshops to is to be vulnerable with where I'm at in the moment. I am far from perfect. I'm always learning. And I think that's a lot like life. We put a lot of pressure on ourselves, and, you know, especially in the holiday season or in the beginning of a new year, we have this pressure to succeed. succeed, or this pressure to be completely different, or this pressure to let go of all of our past mistakes or let go of bad habits or behaviors. And when we put pressure on ourselves, we don't allow for the kindness. We don't allow for the rest. And when we do that, we actually tax our nervous systems. We increase our cortisol levels, which keeps weight on. It also prevents us from losing weight, but it prevents us from being able to listen to our intuition. And so one of the greatest gifts that you can be, whether you are a coach or a therapist or a parent or a teacher or a friend or a partner, right, or a significant other, whatever it is, this is just my personal opinion in this evolution of my journey right now, one of the greatest gifts that we can give others is the willingness to be vulnerable with our own experiences, with our own shortcomings. So I was in yoga class, and I'm almost going to cry again. I was in yoga class on Saturday, this last weekend, and I was in such a vulnerable place and felt like I was like breaking open to a new me, where my heart and my head, which is something I've been working on in my yoga class, is my heart and my head getting on the same plane, right? Heart, like Dr. Joe Dispenza talks about heart-brain coherence, right? Abraham Hicks calls it getting in the vortex, right? And it's where you get into alignment with you. And so here I am in yoga class, surrounded by 30, 40 people, and I'm getting in alignment, and I don't even realize it as I'm practicing these poses. I'm cooing, I'm making all these, and I'm just letting tears stream down my face. And it was one of the more beautiful experiences that I've ever had in a yoga class, where at the end of the class, I had all these people come up to me and just like hug me. And one of my best friend, the one I was talking about earlier, the one whose advice I did not follow, which I really wish I would have followed, I didn't follow it. And she was like, oh my God, you were so cute. You were cooing and crying the entire class. And we both had a really vulnerable experience. And so, you know, life isn't about being perfect. Life isn't about getting things right. Life is about showing up in the present moment with where you're at, how you are, you know, who you are, and knowing that there's always room for growth, knowing that there's always room to sort of admit your weaknesses, knowing there's always room to admit where you might need improvement, right? Knowing where there's always room where you might not yet be as in love with yourself as you could be. And I personally believe 'tis the season where it is almost required that we begin to sort of take down the veil or the masks that we wear and be as vulnerable and transparent with ourselves. This isn't about having to do it with others, although it is quite beneficial when you learn, but it's learning how to do it for yourself first. And when you can admit where you're scared, where you are afraid, where you want to take risks, but you don't trust yourself, where you might have insecurities that you maybe don't need to be carrying around anymore. When you can admit your shortcomings, it sets you and it sets your body free. And it begins to sort of create a momentum and a wave of momentum in the body where the cells of your body get in alignment with what's next. And, you know, this is your invitation this season, right? Holiday season, to see if you can begin to fall more in love with you and with the process of becoming. This isn't about getting to a destination and having a result. This is about enjoying every step of the way. And so for all of you out there who might be seeking somebody else's advice, it might be really interesting to ask yourself the question, okay, am I asking this advice because I want them to agree with me? Am I asking this advice because I actually do need support and guidance? Or am I asking this advice so that I can do what I want to do? And I'm a pretty stubborn person, so I have recognized where I will ask for my friend's advice, knowing full well that I do not intend to follow their advice, which is really interesting. But the beauty of that is when you recognize that maybe someone who gave you advice was right and you didn't follow it and you wished you would have, guess what? It now becomes yours forever. And what do I mean by that? What I mean by that is when you reveal to yourself your own shortcomings and you recognize a pattern where you go, oh, I would have next time I'll follow that person's advice, or next time I'll do this different. Once you practice in your head what you would do different, it becomes yours for life. Okay, I'm going to say that again. It becomes yours for life. Aha, right? Aha. And so, my friends, you are this miraculous, magical, walking, talking gift on this planet. And one of the greatest gifts that you can give yourself is to be vulnerable. Some of my greatest teaching moments, also some of my greatest moments with my clients, are the moments in which I share, and this makes me want to cry, I share the scary stories. I share the stories of my life with my clients who are going through something that feels really scary to them, and I can relate. And they don't realize they can relate until they hear. I don't tell the whole story. I don't go into the giant trauma and drama. I just say, this is something I went through. And so I understand, right? I'm here. I'm holding space. I'm holding a safe place for you to forgive yourself and let go of the judgments you're holding as if where you're at is wrong. Everything that happens to us in our lives can be a gift. And so I always invite people when I'm working with them and they're going through something challenging, I ask them, is this a problem or is this a possibility? And to be honest, I don't know one single time in which I ask that question, someone going through a hard time, a conflict, a sort of fork in the road in their life, a big transitional time. And I don't know one single time in which I asked, is this a problem that you're going through, or is this opening the door to a possibility? Not once did I hear someone say, truthfully say, that it was a problem. Almost every single time, it was opening the door to a possibility. And so for all of you coaches, therapists, teachers, parents, well, lovers, friends, spouses, you know what? You don't need to know the answer. You don't have to get it right. You don't have to be tough for others, right? You just have to give yourself permission to show up. period. So I'm just going to sort of go to, so for all of you out there seeking advice, look to see, why are you seeking that advice? What is it about that that you're trying to get? And then those of you that are really good at giving advice, sometimes, and I have been so guilty of this, and it's something that I'm really working hard on with my friends right now. And I actually heard this on a podcast with Stephen Bartlett, who has the Diary of a CEO. Brilliant podcast. If you haven't watched it, if you haven't listened to it, highly recommend you go to YouTube, look up Stephen Bartlett, Diary of a CEO. He has some brilliant, brilliant interviews. And one of the interviews that he did that I've listened to several times is one with Simon Sinek. And he asked Simon Sinek, who has done several TED Talks, but one of his most popular TED Talks was The Power of Why, right? And he asked Simon what he was struggling with. And Simon said, I feel really lonely right now. And his loneliness was versed in, Simon is going and was going at the time of the interview through a transitional phase, right? Looking at what's next in his evolution of speaking and coaching and teaching and building a meaningful business that makes an impact on the world. And he said, I feel lonely because what I used to do, what used to be working, is shifting, and it's a little bit of a no man's land, right? And, you know, when he said that, I went, wow, the power of vulnerability, the power of being completely transparent and honest with yourself in the process. And no one, like, it's going to serve nobody, right, if you lie to you, but it will serve everyone, especially you, if you start to tell yourself the truth. But in this podcast, Simon and Stephen were talking, and Simon said, you know, one of the things that I've really needed to do is learn to show up for my friends, right? So if one of my friends calls, I will listen. I'm not there to fix it. I'm not there to change it. I'm not there to make them feel better. I'm literally there not to coach them, not to guide them, not to give advice, but to let them vent and to hold space for that. And I will tell you, as a coach, I have been extremely guilty of this in almost all of my relationships, where I immediately want to go into coaching mode just out of sheer habit. And in the last several months, I've really been practicing, when my friends are struggling, when the people in my life are struggling, I am like, I want to be that friend that people feel safe to call, knowing I do not need to fix them, right? And for all of you coaches out there, for all of you coaches out there who can resonate and relate to this idea of, sometimes you cross the coaching boundary as a friend. Sometimes you jump right into advice mode or fix it mode. And you know what? Sometimes we don't want to be fixed. Sometimes we just want to vent, right? And one of the things that I've been practicing in my world lately is, hey, do you have a second? I kind of just need to vent. Would you be willing to lend an ear? I don't need to be fixed. I don't want to problem solve, right? One of my coaches, my yoga teacher, Coco, so amazing, such a beautiful, incredible man who recently moved from New York City to Aspen, and I'm pretty addicted to his classes. He said, you know, stop being part of the problem and become a part of the solution. And I think that every single one of us can be the solution when we start focusing on our internal world. And what I mean by that is our presence that we are capable of emitting in the world. And when we're present, we're aware. When we're present, we change the molecules all around us. When we're present, we can transform the molecules of our body. When we're present, we can lower our cortisol levels. When we're present, we can rewire our nervous system. When we're present, our heart is more open to receive the good in life and to recognize the good in life. And for all those moments in which I have been a coach and wanted to show up as if nothing was wrong in my life, those were the hardest coaching moments in my life. The ones in which I was like, I'm so sorry, I'm having a bad day, or I'm so sorry, I just got some bad news, or I'm so sorry, I'm feeling really raw. That doesn't mean I have to go into a session like exposing everything, but it's recognizing that we don't need to be perfect. In fact, I don't know about you, but I prefer to have teachers and mentors and guides and friends that reveal a different side of themselves. So for all of you out there, I want to invite you this holiday season to see if you can show up for a friend, to see if you can show up for a parent or a child, right? Or a lover or a spouse, and see what happens if you offer to connect with them without needing to give advice, without needing to make them feel better, without needing to change, just holding space exactly where they are. So my friends, 'tis the season. It is quite powerful. And we're going to continue this conversation after we take a break. So stay tuned and can't wait to see you on the other side.
Om Times TV.
Do you trust you? Do you trust your body? What if the key to unlocking the weight, pain, suffering, fear, anxiety, addictions, traumas, and sorrows was already inside of you? Learn to love the skin you are in so you can create the body, business, and life you love. Everyone always says you can't explain what Catherine does, you just have to experience it. From Hollywood actors to New York Times best-selling authors to some of the world's wealthiest and most successful, no two experiences are the same. For private sessions, online courses, live events, and the latest book Jack Canfield calls Game Changer and should be required reading for everyone, go to KatherineMcIntosh.com. KatherineMcIntosh.com.
Imagine becoming a super influencer. Reinvent yourself, invest in your brand, and then manifest your success with a robust, spheric approach. Om Times Media and Broadcasting offers a unique and multifaceted way to become the spiritual and conscious influencer you deserve to be by putting your message across our powerful platform with its proven record of integrity and excellence. Through our produced shows, Om Times offers the opportunity to become a social media TV personality, a radio show host, an Om Times magazine columnist, and a syndicated podcaster, all in one shot. By live streaming your show on Om Times TV and broadcasting it across the extensive Om Times radio and TV networks, you become more than a host. You become an ambassador and a force for positive change. Om Times. Open yourself to the possibilities.
I want to eat. eat apples and bananas? Why can't I eat apples and bananas?
Support the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks to help provide meals to those in need. Join us at feedingamerica.org.
All right, my friends, welcome back from the break. So we are talking about confessions of a coach and what happens sometimes in the coaching field, right? Where coaching crosses your personal life, right? And I know for me personally, I have been extremely guilty of crossing over into, instead of being a friend, I become a coach. And it doesn't always work. Sometimes it's just best to be a friend. Sometimes it's just best to be a mom, right? Or parent. Sometimes it's just best to be someone's significant other and not go into fix it mode. So I wanted to give you some tips and some things that I have been sort of using in my own life as of recent to kind of get me back into, right, out of the coaching, like being a coach in my personal life, and into just enjoying my personal life. So time with friends, time with clients where I'm not coaching them, right? Time just being. And so the first thing is to learn to let go of expectations. I find that when we have expectations of ourselves, of how we're supposed to show up. I'll give you an example. My son and I last week, we put up the Christmas tree, we put the lights up, and we all day were like, we're gonna have the best night. We're gonna have the greatest night. Well, having that expectation, we actually experienced some conflict. My son shed some tears. I noticed that I was getting uncomfortable and maybe even a little frustrated, which sort of defeated the purpose of the holiday season and the purpose of being able to put up a tree with him. And so one of the best things you can do is to recognize when you are walking into a situation or an experience or an event or a friendship or a business meeting or a coffee date, whatever it is, and you're walking in with an expectation, right? So last week when I went to yoga class, I walked into this class and, you know, I was like, I am going to fully just show up. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know, right? But I am going to force myself to let go and just be, no matter what comes up, no matter what energy. And it was one of the more powerful classes I've ever experienced. I had a complete sort of aha transformation. I cried almost the entire class, but it was tears of gratitude and joy, tears of reconnecting to my head and my heart, right? Getting in alignment, opening up space. And so I want to invite each of you, especially in this holiday season, right, to please recognize and catch when you are walking into a situation with expectation, expectation of your staff, expectation of a Christmas party or a Hanukkah party, expectation of a friend and how they should show up, expectation of a spouse and what they should get you for, you know, as a gift. Expectations truly take us out of being in the present moment, right? So that's number one. Number two is what you talked a little bit about is taking the present moment. And how do you do that? One of my favorite tools right now to do is touch my hand on my chest, close my eyes, and take a few deep breaths, right? And just get into the present moment. And then when I'm there, I start to look at what is in my life right now. Who is in my life right now that I can be grateful for? So the other day was my best friend's birthday. We had an amazing weekend, a little staycation. And Saturday night, I was feeling pretty tired. I was feeling a little socially spent. And I remember just going downstairs into the bedroom and kind of closing my eyes for a second and going, I don't know how I'm going to make it through the rest of the night. And I said, you know what? I'm just going to go upstairs and be present. I'm just going to start watching everybody that's in this space, the laughter, right? The stories, the joy, the fun, you know, the music, the candles. And I was like, I'm just going to be here. And I noticed that when I dropped the need to have to be social, like be a certain way, I actually got like a second wave of energy and ended up having one of the best times. So take in the present moment, touch your physical body, close your eyes, take a few deep breaths, right? And then start to think about everything that's already in your life that you can be grateful for. Is touching in on those important moments, right? Where we get to go, oh. Right? Presence, my friends. Okay. So number one, learn to let go of expectations. Number two, take in the present moment, however that is. Hug a tree, get outside, right? Close your eyes, take a few deep breaths, quiet your mind. You know, if you have to like go, you know, if you're in a public place and you need a quiet moment, go to the restroom, lock the door, and just maybe take a few moments to yourself, right? Number three is be grateful for what's in your life. Like really, truly be grateful for who and what's in your life. Be grateful for how far you've come. One of my favorite things at the end of the year is to look at what did I create in the previous year. And so over the next few days, I'm going to be writing in my journal, what was 2023 like? What did I do well? What would I want to do different for next year? What trips did I go on? What adventures did I, you know, take? Where was I really in the present moment with my son? Where did I show up in a way that really worked for him as his mom, right? And maybe where was I checked out? Where did I, was I on my phone too much? Where did I go, later? Where did I get frustrated with him when I could have maybe taken a breath, right? Chosen a different path. So as always, gratitude is one of the greatest things, and reflection, right? What are you doing well in your life right now? What is working? Who is working? How are your relationships? How is your transparency and your vulnerability with yourself and with others, right? And then reflect and see what can you do different, not from coaching, but from the recognition of letting your guard down, not trying to get it perfect and right. Okay. And so number four, right? So we've got one, learn to let go of expectations, showing up. Number two, you know, take in the present moment, right? Number three, be grateful for what's in your life. Be grateful for who's in your life and be grateful for how far you've come and what you've accomplished and who you've become. And then number four, instead of needing to jump into giving yourself advice, right? Instead of needing to be hard on yourself on what you could do different, it might be really great to look at what are you already doing that's working? What are you doing right in your life, right? Are you waking up and doing your best to get out of bed? Are you making your bed when you get out of bed in the morning? Are you taking a shower? Are you making phone calls? Are you like, what are you doing in your life right now that is working? And so instead of looking at what you would like to change, what you would like to do different, what you haven't yet done, maybe take a moment and instead of trying to give yourself advice or give other other people advice. Maybe look at what you're doing right and maybe compliment someone you care about something you've noticed about them that they're doing right. My friends, there is always room to evolve. There's always room to grow, but there's also room to take time to rest. Take time to watch a movie. Take time to read a book. Take time to take a bath. Listen to some music. Light some candles. Say a prayer of gratitude, right? Maybe don't be in a rush. You know, maybe leave the house 10, 15 minutes early, right? My confession as a coach is I used to think it was a good sign to make it look like I was always so busy. And I got to be honest, I don't think that was the greatest persona to wear. Looking like I'm always busy. Lately, I have been soaking in the moments of solitude, of quiet, of doing nothing, of not being as busy, and of really allowing space. And so I always used to be late everywhere I went. Lately, I've been showing up early. Right? And when I show up early, guess what? Cortisol levels lower, nervous system relaxes, right? Get in alignment with the possibilities. And so as we sort of are in the midst and in the middle of the holidays, I want to invite you to consider, what can you appreciate right now about where you're at? Who can you appreciate in your life right now, where you're at? And what is available to you to begin to allow your unfolding of being right where you are? Because sometimes right where you are is exactly where you need to be. So maybe put your phone on silent. Maybe turn it off for the day. Maybe go for a walk. Maybe plan a day where you don't go to work and you don't pick up your phone, right? Maybe you spend time listening to music and journaling. Maybe you can't take a whole day, but you could take a half an hour. It could take 20 minutes. And so, my friends, 'tis the season to gift yourself the gift of presence, not the gift of coaching, not the gift of fixing, right? I did a session today with someone. There was no fixing. There was no changing. There was just this presence of being with this person. And they got up off the table today and they were just like, wow, thank you. Thank you. Right? So my dear magical friends, if you are in the transformational space and you have maybe put some pressure on yourself to always change, to always evolve, I want to invite you right now in this season, right? In the spirit of the holidays, to maybe not try to change, to maybe take a day and just be grateful. Take a day, be present. Take a day and see what's in your life. See how far you've come, right? We don't always need fixing. And one of my favorite sayings is, what if there's no problem to solve? What if there's nothing to fix? And what if there's nothing wrong with you? And if there is no problem to solve, nothing to fix, and nothing wrong with you, what would you take time doing today? Right? So that's kind of all I have for you guys today. We've got some really cool stuff happening in the new year, but I've taken the month of December, the month of November, and instead of pushing out content, instead of trying to come up with the next thing, We've been resting, been pausing, we've been not forcing. And so maybe you could also use a little reminder that sometimes the best medicine you can have in your life is to rest, is to not force, is to not push, is to lean back, right? Is to gift the gift of time, not the gift of coaching, but the gift of time, the gift of presence, the gift of a hug, the gift of gratitude, right? And so wishing you all a very merry, a very happy, I am honored to be on this journey with you. Thank you for always listening and tuning in and connecting. And if you resonate with these shows and with this message, please share it, right? Share it with a friend, send it out on social media, send us a message. What did you like about the show? What did you learn? What changed in your world? And I can't wait to see you next time. So until then, be well. And take some time for yourself. Bye for now.
Catherine is not a medical practitioner nor a licensed therapist. She has strong opinions and will express them, and truly believes that you are your best advocate for any and every area of your life. If you need medical advice, please consult your physician.